Day 5. Deuteronomy 44-33 and KJV. Now this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies, the statutes and the judgments which Moses spoke to the children of Israel after they came out of Egypt. On this side of the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon king of the Amorites who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel defeated after they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land and the land of Og king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, who were on this side of the Jordan, toward the rising of the sun, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, even to Mount Sion that is Hermon, and all the plain on the east side of the Jordan as far as the Sea of the Arabah, below the slopes of Pisgah. And Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time, to declare to you the word of the Lord. For you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words, the Lord spoke to all your assembly, in the mountain from the midst of the fire, the cloud and the thick darkness, with a loud voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. So it was, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me. All the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, Surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire, as we have and lived? You go near and hear all that the Lord our God may say, and tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it. Then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go and say to them, Return to your tents, but as for you, stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which you shall teach them, that they may observe them in the land which I am giving them to possess. Therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 4:44-5, Review of God's Commandments and the People's Reaction. The Decalogue repeated Moses repeats the Ten Commandments to the younger generation. Comparing this chapter with Exodus 20, we see that God inspires Moses here to give an additional reason for keeping the Sabbath. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 5:15. So the Sabbath not only reminds us that God is our creator, but it also points to him as our redeemer, the one who delivers us from spiritual Egypt, i.e. the dominion of Satan, society and our own sinful nature. The Sabbath day then signifies freedom and reminds us that we should share this freedom with everyone who is within our care and under our control. Verse 14. Of course, heads of households must exercise great wisdom in this area when it comes to wives and houseguests who do not share the same beliefs. The 5th and 10th commandments also have wording slightly different from those in Exodus 20. Notice the words, "as the Lord your God has commanded you," in the 4th and 5th commandments. These are not 10 suggestions. And it's interesting that God emphasized this concerning these two commandments when he inspired Moses to restate the 10. The 5th commandment is stated very positively, adding not only the same blessing for obedience promised in Exodus 20, that your days may be long in the land, but also the words that it may be well with you. Obedience to this commandment is essential to maintain healthy families, which are one of the foundation of a stable society. The lack of proper esteem and respect for parents is one of the reasons that families in Western nations are in sad shape. World Magazine recently reported, a respected seminary professor suggested that the very concept of fatherhood may now be passé for a high proportion of young people, May 25, 2002. In the 10th commandment, wife and house are in opposite order in the two versions, and Deuteronomy adds his field. The reason for that addition may be that no Israelite had a field of his own for 40 years after the Exodus, but now they were about to gain fields in the Promised Land. Realizing the 10th commandment prohibits coveting, it is interesting to consider Colossians 3:5, which tells us that covetousness is idolatry. Thus, the 10th commandment links right back up with the 1st commandment. In this way, the 10 commandments make a complete circuit. Face to face in verse 4 does not mean the Israelites actually saw the face of God. See Deuteronomy 5:5, Deuteronomy 2223, Deuteronomy 4:12, Deuteronomy 4:15. Even Moses did not see his glorious face. The expression implies close proximity, being confronted with God's obvious presence and God speaking to them on a level they could understand. People accuse God of hiding from them, but in verses 23 to 27 we see man's proclivity to hide, or at least keep his distance from God. Of course, God mercifully understands verse 28, and he expresses his longing for the time when they would have a heart in them to properly fear and obey him, verse 29. A heart can be spiritually converted only when God gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8 5-10, Deuteronomy 29:4. Supplementary reading, first question and answer, regarding which commandment is which, questions and answers, the good news, July-August 2002, p. 31.